Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I've got something for you.
How about these Bears? Trying to win the third consecutive game with a last-minute comeback win. Now it's on the foot of Cairo Santos to win it or lose it. Santos puts it up and...
Kevin Burkhardt and Tom Brady on the call for Fox Sports. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, and we're taking your calls 312-644-6767 on a football Monday. We go to Anthony in D.C.
Yo, what's up, team? How you doing? Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
What's up, Tony?
I'm chilling, man. Good to see you. Good to hear you guys. I ain't going to take up too much of your time. Ed Marshall, I heard that slight about Aaron Rodgers-less team. We're not going to do that. The energy is real right now, bro. Come on.
What was the slight?
Come on, man.
No. You know how I do. You know it's me and you, Marshall. Come on now.
Yeah, but Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers. Last I checked, he was like, I own this place. He's the landlord. That's why I call him.
We'll worry about Steelers Sunday, but... I just got a few factors, if I could, real quick, if you guys could hear me out. The Bears are a good team, and I'll say this. This is why I say this. Because what is a good team in the NFL right now? Like, bad teams are going neck and neck with so-called good teams week and week. Like, we just seen it again this Sunday. So what I mean by that is this. Bears are winning games that they usually would lose. Right, and we're doing it with a depleted defense. Well, let's take for example the Aaron Jones play, the fade where he beat Sewell week one for the TD. We got that out of the way this week, so we're improving where we need to improve. And this is a first time coach. This is the first time that we're having the team that we have with everything put together. This is a good team going in the right direction. We just got to get guys back on defense, and we just need to do what we need to do because the records don't even matter. When these so-called teams have all these 14 wins and 13 wins, and when they get to the playoffs, they get spanked. It's about who shows up on the Sunday that you need to show up on. And if Bears do what they need to do with everything that's in the circumstances of a first-time head coach and a first-time offense together and everything, we get some guys back on defense, we'll be good. We just need to show up on the Sundays that we need to show up on. The wins will help us get to the playoffs. And once we get to the playoffs, we'll see what's really going on. But we are a good team.
Just hope to God by the time the playoffs come that you are better, right? I mean, that's the truth of that call.
Well, they are better.
Yeah, I think he's – I mean, I like what he had to say about, like, focusing on what we're doing today and what happened yesterday.
Sure.
I think the difference becomes, you know, and your head coach knows that you can't get away with so many field goals when you have your red zone attempts. You've got to be able to come away with more touchdowns because another team isn't going to stall out on drives like Minnesota did. They may not turn the ball over as much. You know, J.J. McCarthy threw two interceptions. That might not happen. So I think both can be true. Next up, we go to Frank in Oak Park. Frank, you're on with Raheem Harrison Grody. Hey, Frank.
Yeah, boy, that was sort of a throwback. The coach is not passing up field goals. I thought I was looking at a game from the 70s there. But I want to expand a little bit on the first call. Yeah, the Bears' talent is kind of nodal. You know, there's a few, like, really, really good guys, and then where you don't have the talent, you're kind of worried because the performance isn't that great. But I'm seeing stuff level up, which is a real positive. You know, the defense only allowed 265 yards. And normally, if they can do that the next four games, they'll probably win like three of those, particularly if they got two takeaways on that. Byers and Wright made picks, and Wright was a guy you were thinking, oh, geez, we're going to have to be starting this guy because of injuries. He's got four picks, and the pick that he made was like a really fantastic one. And he had the challenge of having his JUCO coach, you know, murdered earlier in the week. So he was like real emotional stew going on there. Booker seems to be improving against the run. And going back to the thing about the pass attempt, when they tried to exploit Sewell through the air like they did in the first game with Jones, coverage was tighter and the pass was incomplete. But, I mean, you got to face it. McCarthy right now is a bad QB. If you had a healthy Kirk Cousins from a few years back or Sam Darnold, despite that Rams stinker, still behind center for the Vikes in that game, the Bears lose. But I'm not going to begrudge our team when the other squad's front office pulls a move that has their fans hitting their foreheads with their hands. On offense, the run game was good enough. The Minnesota defensive backs and linebackers did a better job in coverage than teams the Bears have faced the last few weeks. And you can probably have expected that from the stats going into the game. But if the Bears are to defeat the dark cloud that is Putin's QB, Aaron Rodgers, next Sunday, they'll need good defense, offense, and maybe a special return from the third phase. And some stress from the rush that would test the integrity of that splint Rodgers will sport on his left wrist might be nice as well.
Thanks, Frank.
Thanks for your call. The only thing that the obvious first thing that may beat Aaron Rodgers is the, quote, slight break in his wrist, end quote.
Left wrist, by the way.
Yeah, but like slight break? It's either a break or it's not.
You know how they do
with
these
injuries.
They can do
a hairline fracture versus the outright, hey, my bone is sticking through my skin. Those are two different things.
Sure, but it's still broken. That's the point I wanted to make.
I want to make a point about DeAndre Swift, too. You said the running game was just okay. I thought Swift played really well. 21 carries, 90 yards. He looked decisive. Didn't catch a pass, which is weird because so many other guys did. But I thought like low-key Swift played really well yesterday.
Yeah, he did. I think they also decided to run Monongai to the right at times where I was curious as to why. Let's go to Tony and Joliet. Tony, you're our last caller that we can take while we still got time. I'm Raheem Harrison Grody on the Score.
Hey, love being the last caller. Love hearing the other guys. Love hearing Frank. I got to tell you guys, it was another week, all my friends and I going crazy at the end of the game in my house, and not out to you guys. I did homemade McRibs, and they were killer. But as far as the question goes, yeah, you guys, I thought about that last week. I'm like, I could do that homemade, and it would be 1,000 times better, and it was. But anyway, as far as the question, the Bears are good because of their record. They will be better when they clean up some of the mistakes, drop balls, the penalties. But to piggyback what Grody said, the Bears went into the game with 78 explosive plays, which led the NFL. Last year, they only had 82 all year.
Right.
I'm not talking about the 10-yard-plus runs, the 20-yard-plus passes. That's what got us there. Once Caleb starts hitting the explosive plays and hitting those 50-yarders that are going to go for touchdowns, once that happens, we will be the best. So, guys, love you. Have a great show.
Thanks, Tony.
Love you, Tony. Bears.
Tony's the goods. Tony's the goods.
He is. We will take your calls again at 12:45 if you miss this opportunity. 312-644-6767. We got to make room for Anthony Heron. We talk to Ant every Monday. We will do the same next on Raheemy Harris and Grody on 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.